Welcome to the Southwest Life Podcast with your host, me, Vicki DeLuzio, where we will talk about things to boost your health, improve your relationships, find new things to do with your family, and talk with business owners in the area, and more. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Jamie, for joining us on the podcast today. You are the owner of two Aqua Tots in the Phoenix area. And we'd love for you to talk about being the owner of Aqua Tots. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your family?
Yeah. So I'll kind of start at the very beginning with the Aqua Tots and then introduce my family since that's the order it went in. Maybe five years prior, I was actually back in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, working for a swim school there called Swimtastics. And that's where I met my my husband. And he asked me if for his job, he got transferred out to Arizona. So we moved out here. And we were just dating at the time. But so I started working for Cold Stone Creamery in their marketing department. That's my background was marketing and advertising, and I just did swim lessons on the side. So about 2 or 3 years into working at Cold Stone Creamery, I was like, I think I want to open my own business. And I looked back at what I really enjoyed, and it truly was the swim lessons. And no one really franchised swim lessons at the time.
Okay.
And this was in, this was back in 2005.
Okay.
So I finally got a hold of, Vicki over at the United States Swim School Association. And she's like, you need to go talk to Ron and Paul. They own an Aqua Tots, and I think they might be thinking about franchising.
Okay.
So I set up a meeting and I went to go talk with them, and they're like, no, we're not franchising. And I was like, well, look, this is my background. This is what I'm in. If it works, it works. Great. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, give it a shot. And so I actually opened up the surprise Aqua Tots in 2006 is when we opened the doors, and I was their very first franchise. Now they have over 100 and they're all over the country. It's really an amazing story. So my Peoria store is the very first. 2 years ago, we opened up our, actually 3 years ago, we opened up our surprise location.
That's right. Yeah. That's so, where I met you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. And so when I opened up Peoria, I wasn't married. I didn't have any kids. And it was just a blast. We had so much fun. And then at the Peoria location is actually where my husband proposed to me.
Oh.
So, yes, I know, right? He came in one night as I was closing up, and he brought dinner, and he set up this card table with candles and music. And yes, he proposed to me right there. So, and then from there, we had two kids. And so, yeah, when I met you, I had opened up the surprise school. I have two boys, eight and 10 now.
Oh, wow.
And a wonderful husband. So my husband does his own thing. He's a financial wholesaler. And I run the two Aqua Tots. And then I previously ran a lifeguarding business called Sonora Lifeguarding.
That is a lot. Was there synchronized swimming going on during the proposal as well?
No. That would have been nice, right? A live
next
show
time.
Too.
Yeah, next time. Yeah. Next time.
Next time, right? When we redo our vows.
There you go. You can be at Aqua Tots and splashing and synchronized swimming. That's what you have to tell him. He has to listen to the podcast to make sure that he knows what to do.
He has to up the game next time.
Yes. Or he can get the boat that they use, the foam boat, and kind of redo it.
Oh,
with,
my gosh.
Kind of like the Little Mermaid where they go out on the boat.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. That does paint a picture.
We'll see.
Right. We'll see if that works out.
And so how many swim coaches do you have at each location?
Mm-hmm. We have, so it does vary by season, but like right now we have about 12 to 15 swim coaches at each location.
Oh, wow. That's busy. Yeah. That's a busy staff.
It is, you know, and we work, some of it has to do with just the age group we work with. Mm-hmm. You know, they're building their career. So either they're going to college, mm-hmm. or maybe they work part-time, like in a medical industry, and this is a way for them to earn additional income. Mm-hmm. And so we're working around schedules a lot, you know, especially the college students. So most of our employees are part-time, and, you know, that's why we make up about 12 to 15 there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I've noticed that there's a lot of college age kids, and so they have a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. They do, right?
Yeah.
And you need it. I mean, you need it for this position. It's interesting because it's not an easy position by any means. They go through, even to like get in the water and start teaching, they go through 45 hours of training. Mm-hmm. And then there's like continued education every single month. They come to in-service and get continued education. Plus, they get evaluated 2 times every month. And so it's nice because it's a way for them to constantly be growing and developing their skills. But they also have to be dedicated because that's a lot, you know, like they go through, it's a lot of training. It's a lot to keep up on.
Yeah. And do they have to have prior experience to be in the water, to be coaches for the kids, or no?
Yeah, they don't. A lot of it, some do, like some have been swimmers in the past, but we don't require them to have any background in swimming. They definitely, you know, obviously have to love the water. They have to love children and have the same, you know, core principles that we do. Mm-hmm. So that's a big thing. Core values within our organization that truly we try to live by every day. And so even in our interview process, we go through the core values. So, I'll just explain them, but, you know, affirm each other's strengths and protect each other's weaknesses, treat others the way you desire to be treated, extend grace to those who are treatable, seek first to understand others before trying to be understood, choose relationship over profit, think outside the box, always question set at co, praise in public, and correct in private. And we truly do try to live by those rules and core values. So if they come in and they don't, if there's one of the core values that they're not exhibiting, that's probably our only big turnoff, is if they come in and they're not exhibiting the core values. And we're like, okay, it's not going to be the right fit.
Right.
But besides that, if they love children and they love water, we're there to develop them. And if they're willing to learn, we're there to teach them.
That sounds like great core values, especially good modeling core values for the for the children.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What ages does Aqua Tot serve?
We start as young as 4 months. And really for the 4 to 6 month period, we do free lessons. Mm-hmm. So you can come in with your child and you just get acquainted with the water. A lot of them, it's like, okay, how do you hold your child in the water? What are different games you can play? What are different songs to get them more comfortable in the water? So that's at the 4 month age. And then we go all the way up to really about 13 years of age, which is more of our swim club team. Or, you know, if they need more development on their strokes, we've had 13-year-olds, like more in our level 5, 6 classes. So anywhere from 4 months to about 13. Mm-hmm.
What are some things that parents can do to keep their kids safe around the water?
Mm-hmm. The biggest, and I'm not just saying this because I own some schools, the biggest thing really is, I know it sounds like, but the biggest thing truly is swim lessons. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention comes out every year, and they make a kind of big deal about it. But they say formal swim lessons can reduce the risk of drowning by as much as 88% among young children ages 1 through 4. Honestly, like professional swim lessons is one of the best things. And then you've got, which are very important too, you know, making sure that you've got the safety around the pool around, or the fence around your pool, the locks on your doors. You know, and just always watching them. There's no substitution for having your eyes on them when they're in the pool.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, so it's all of those things combined. And it's, you know, we try to really focus more on the prevention. And even in our, like, brand and our language, we hate to dwell on the negative side effects of not having swim lessons and not being safe, but we really try to focus more on just the prevention.
Yeah, and just yesterday or the day before, there were two drownings in Arizona, and it's not the swim season. And one of the things that I think it was a fire chief said, you know, people don't think about drownings in the off season because they're like, well, it's not the swim season, but people in Arizona had their pools open year round and kids get out of sight because there's not chimes on the doors and, you know, kids get out of sight. I know my daughter opened the door once and I was vacuuming and I didn't hear her go out the door, even though I had chimes on the door. And a neighbor saw her and started banging on the door and I was so embarrassed. But I didn't hear her even with the vacuum on. And, you know, things happen. And so having latches high or on the door, you know, it's just one of those things you don't think of. And I mean, luckily we didn't have a pool, but things happen. Or at parties, you know, who has their eye on the kid? You know, because everyone thinks someone else has their eye on the children. My husband and I were always like, okay, who has their eyes on the children? You know, you don't assume that someone else has their eyes on a child around the pool. And whoever has their eyes on the child is not the one who's drinking. So that's a huge thing.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, it is huge. It is huge though. Like it's a small thing. It's huge. Or, you know, to hire a lifeguard, or it doesn't even have to be a lifeguard, just hire, you know, a neighbor kid just to come watch the pool to make sure there's always eyes constantly on it if you're going to have kids there.
Yeah.
So a side note about one of my littlest one, Robert, I think he was maybe he was walking. So he's maybe 2.5, 3. We were at a friend's house and he decided it would be great to high five a cactus.
Oh,
all of a sudden, I know. All of a sudden he comes in and he's got cactus all over his hands and he's crying. And so we take him to the emergency room and the nurse there was so sweet. And they basically put glue on his hands. And then once the glue dries, they pull it off. And then she was going in with a tweezers and she was picking out all of the prickers that were left. But she was talking to me about what I did. And I said, I own a swim school. And she was telling me that she had lost her daughter to a drowning.
Oh.
And just reaffirming, it doesn't matter what profession, you know, she was a nurse. Like, it doesn't matter what profession you're in. It doesn't matter who you are, what, you know, stage of life you're in. Like, it can happen at any time to anyone.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's scary to even think about.
It is. So you just always have to have responsible eyes on the pool. And speaking of that, so you owned a lifeguarding service, it's called Sonoran Lifeguarding Service. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, that was a business that I started from the ground up and it really came out of a necessity. We were doing swim lessons out at a community and they came to me, they had a guide, and they're like, we're having a really hard time managing guide and just, you know, making sure we had enough lifeguards and that we could open on time. Do any of your swim instructors lifeguard? And I was like, well, sure, we can figure it out. And that's really how it blossomed. We ran it for about 10 years and it grew. I mean, it was, we ended up closing it at the end of last year, at the end of the summer, literally just for life balance, because it was growing. It grew. We had over 100 lifeguards each summer. We serviced hotels. We serviced community centers. We did backyard parties. And it was great because I really felt like I was contributing to the community and making a difference. And I loved that. It was a hard choice to close it, but it came down to, you know, I was on vacation with my kids this summer and I would get calls, you know, that a lifeguard couldn't make it or a lifeguard was sick and they were having a hard time finding coverage.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're not covering a pool, that's like a huge. Liability. And, you know, I personally felt responsible. So I would be spending my time helping them, finding a lifeguard to have coverage and making sure we were all set. And it was just taking away too much from the family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kids are only young for so long and they only want to hang out with you for so long. I mean, Even my 10-year-old now is like, really, Mom, do we have to go? You know, like, like we're taking you on vacation.
I have a 10-year-old too. And yes, it's a struggle now. It is. You're like, no, we're having family time. And yeah, and it is, it's a hard life balance to have a small business and, or multiple small businesses.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out, okay, I have to keep running my small businesses and meet the needs of my clients and meet the needs of my family. It's hard. Uh-huh. It is hard.
It is hard. And then, you know, I mean, as you know, like my kids are huge soccer fans. So, you know, it's not only the school, but then I was like, okay, I got to get you to soccer practice. I got to get the other one to soccer practice home. I mean, you got to feed them. So I'm like, okay, I got to get food in you.
Yeah.
It becomes a challenge. It's a huge challenge.
It is. It is. And keep them safe and happy and healthy and keep yourself sane somewhere in the middle of that too.
No wonder why we're exhausted.
Yeah. There's some sanity maybe left in there.
Right.
Yeah.
So funny. Yeah. So we did close. It was a great business and I loved having it and it was nice, but yeah, it was time to close it. It was either like we really had to put a lot into it and keep it growing or stop because we were kind of in that mid-sized business and it was just taking up too much of the energy, too much time.
Yeah.
And then Aquatas has always been my baby, right? Because I opened it, you know, before I was married or anything. So I was like, I'm not dropping Aquatas. that's my little baby. Yeah.
I totally understand. My business is like my fourth child or maybe my fifth if we count my dog. So I'm not really sure. Right. So I completely get that too. It's hard. It's hard to let it go. I completely understand. So is there anything else you want to share that you can give advice to maybe other small businesses or business advice or life advice to other parents to end our session today?
Well, I feel like I'm always learning. And so my biggest thing and what I would love to see more of, especially in the surprise area, is just more of the small business community coming together and figuring out like how we can help each other. When communities really thrive and grow, I feel like it's the small businesses, or I feel like it's the community getting behind the small businesses, and then the small businesses having the opportunity to give back to the community. And once you kind of strike that balance, I feel like everyone just flourishes. And we've seen a lot of that in both of our schools. It's been amazing, but I'm always up for more. Always. And I don't feel like I'm qualified to give any life advice. I'm struggling through it like everyone else.
You'd be amazed what you've already offered. So.
Good. So, but yeah, that's it. I thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been I've known you for a while and this is just great. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Jamie. I appreciate your time and thanks for everything that you've offered our listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.